back now to what's been happening on stock markets around the world. For the very latest, we can talk to Danny Hewson, who's head of financial analysis with the investment company AJ Bell. Danny, thanks for joining us. What is the picture this afternoon?
It's looking very dicey indeed. We've seen stocks fall again after we had the announcement from China that it was intending to retaliate. So just to give you some idea of what's been going on, the stock 600 is now down 10% from the record close. So it's now on course to confirm a correction. So that's its biggest daily fall since the pandemic. And that is what we are seeing really right across the board. US markets not open just yet, but stock futures have extended losses. The NASDAQ also now in a 20% fall from an all-time high. That puts it into a bear market. So you can just see the impact that what is happening, the expectation that this is now going to be a global trade war, and that a global trade war is then likely to result in a global recession. It's made investors very nervous indeed.
Will you talk to us about that move by China this morning? I mean, obviously it sells far more to the United States than it buys, but how significant is its move today?
It is pretty significant because it is the first country to come out and say that the Liberation Day tariffs that Donald Trump announced on Wednesday, that it is not going to take. We know the European Union has already said it intends to retaliate. Canada is certainly making an awful lot of noise. Other countries like Australia and the UK still taking a step back, although drawing up lists of potential areas to put tariffs onto. But the fact that China has done it really sort of fires the starting gun, if you like, to what many people now think is an inescapable global trade war. I mean, you say, yes, that the US imports far more goods from China than it exports, but those goods that it exports are really important. You're talking about pharmaceuticals, crude oil, and agriculture, things like soybean, wheat, and corn. When you think about Middle America and where their money comes from, this is going to hit those people very hard indeed, and a lot of them will have been Trump voters.
Donald Trump sets an awful lot of store by the stock markets. As bullish as he sounds at the moment, he's unlikely to be enjoying this.
He is unlikely to be enjoying this, but it's a very different Donald Trump who is in the White House this time than was in the White House last time around. Last time, when the stock market was doing well, he would use it as his scorecard. He would celebrate those gains. This time, he has said that he is quite aware that some of his decisions will be unpleasant. And you also have to remember that some of the people who he has a lot of time for at the moment, the likes of Elon Musk, are seeing their investments taking a hit as well. So he has said that he's quite prepared for some short-term pain because he believes that this is going to deliver long-term gain.
All of this is happening as the US operation of TikTok is about to be sold.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating because tomorrow is the deadline that Donald Trump has set for TikTok to either be sold or potentially go dark once again. That happened in January. Donald Trump gave it a stay of execution while he tried to negotiate a sale. Now, he has said on Air Force One that there are lots of interested parties. He also said after the announcement of his now combined 54% tariffs on China, that had given him the power to negotiate. So China's move today kind of takes away a little of that power and suggests that maybe behind the scenes, things are getting quite difficult. The Chinese government would have to give the go-ahead for ByteDance, the parent company, to sell TikTok, whether it's the algorithm and TikTok or whether or not it is some kind of mishmash of all of that. We just don't know. But TikTok has 170 million users in the United States. It says we know Donald Trump used it a lot during the election. He has an awful lot of followers on the platform. And even though we're hearing now that companies like Amazon are potentially interested in buying TikTok, whether or not a deal can be struck, whether it can be struck before the deadline, whether the deadline will be extended again, it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out. But one thing that is interesting that a lot of countries will be watching is that Donald Trump seems to be using tariffs here as a negotiating tool. He has said that tariffs are not about negotiation, but in this case, maybe they are, in which case other countries could negotiate similar deals.
Danny Hewson, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.